This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Greek Orthodox officials say the spiritual leader of the world's 200 million Eastern Orthodox Christians has been hospitalized in Washington on the first full day of a planned 12-day U.S. visit. He'll stay in that hospital overnight. The Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America says Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew, who is 81, was preparing to leave for a service at a cathedral in the nation's capital when he felt unwell. The archdiocese says Bartholomew was advised by his doctor to rest and go to a local hospital for observation. Later, the archdiocese said the patriarch was feeling well. He's expected to be released from the hospital on Monday. An Israeli government ministry said Sunday that Israel plans to build more residences for Jewish settlers in the occupied West Bank, adding to those announced in August by the new ruling coalition. It says 1,355 homes adds to the more than 2,000 residences, which defense sources said in August would be authorized for settlers in the West Bank. Final approval is expected from the defense ministry this week for those homes. About 475,000 Israeli Jews live in settlements in the West Bank. They're considered illegal under international law as they are located on land that Palestinians claim as part of their future state. Israel has occupied the West Bank since the Six-Day War of 1967. It exercises full administrative control over much of the territory where more than 2 million Palestinians live. Israeli colonization of the West Bank and annexed East Jerusalem has continued under every Israeli government since 1967. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Ethiopia's military on Sunday launched two airstrikes on what a government official said were Tigray People's Liberation Front-held facilities, the 7th and 8th bombings in its war-torn northern region this week. The strikes far west from the regional capital, Mekelle, signal the military is potentially widening its campaign of aerial bombardments, which has drawn international rebukes and disrupted UN flights to the famine-threatened region. An Ethiopian government spokeswoman says one airstrike hit a TPLF training and military command post, while another destroyed a separate facility used to manufacture military equipment, as well as fake military uniforms used by TPLF combatants. There was no immediate response from the TPLF, which has condemned earlier strikes as evidence of the government's disregard for civilian lives. The U.S. State Department has confirmed that Russians hoping to apply for an immigrant visa to the United States are now required to travel to Poland to the U.S. Embassy in Warsaw. The State Department said the change is in response to restrictions on the size of the U.S. Embassy staff in Russia. That development came amid unresolved U.S.-Russian tensions and tit-for-tat expulsions that have resulted in Russia-imposed limits on the size of the U.S. diplomatic staff in Moscow. Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova responded to the change on the Telegram social media platform. She said America has turned what should be a routine technical procedure into, in her words, a real hell. The State Department pinned the blame squarely on Moscow, saying the reduced staffing size in Moscow does not allow for routine visa or U.S. citizen services. Britain's hospitals are already struggling to cope with an influx of patients ahead of an anticipated winter crisis. This, according to a senior emergency medicine expert on Sunday. The country recorded the highest number of new cases of COVID-19 since July over the past week. Government figures showed that on Saturday. This was a day after Prime Minister Boris Johnson played down the prospect of a return to lockdown. The president of the Royal College of Emergency Medicine, Catherine Henderson, told Sky News that emergency departments are already struggling. Some 333,465 people in Britain tested positive for COVID-19 over the past 7 days. That was a 15% increase on the previous week and the highest total since July. More on this and all the stories we're covering is available at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.